We were talking about how to engage children in the environment in a way that both educates and gets them really involved. Turns out one way is to show them how Indigenous people care for the environment, both in the past but also in the present. Last week, 26 schools on the Sunshine Coast, that's a lot of schools, gathered together to learn from Jinnabutta and Gubbi Gubbi elders. ABC's reporter Megan Kinnaman decided she wanted to learn as well.
I'm here at Brannocks Reserve near Landsborough, where 300 excited children from 26 Sunshine Coast schools are about to split into groups to be introduced to different aspects of Aboriginal culture by Jinnabutta and Gubbi Gubbi custodians. Earlier this morning, the students were taken on tours of culturally significant heritage sites to learn about the local Indigenous history and the importance of the landmarks or nearby flora and fauna. The Kids in Action program, organised by the Sunshine Coast Regional Council, is designed for students from years 5 to 8 to increase their environmental knowledge and understanding. Councillor Jenny Mackay says this year the theme of the program is Connect to Country.
For us, of course, it's all about the environment and it's all about how our First Peoples connected to the land, and what they're going to be able to share with the students of the Sunshine Coast is absolutely pertinent as we move forward into the future about protecting our land, protecting our culture. And of course it's a wonderful opportunity for the young people. They're also very keen to learn the language, and how good is that, is to be able to preserve the language of the First Nations people for the future.
Among those teaching the students today is Gubbi Gubbi custodian Lyndon Davis, who took some students on a guided tour of the Budrum Falls.
So we got a chance to sort of show about Budrum Falls and some of the stories that pertain to it, the vegetation and bush tucker that was there. Just stories about the landscape of Budrum, you know, where the name come from. It come from the hairpin honeysuckle tree. And so those types of, local knowledge I was passing on to the kids this morning. But now we're here at the site at Brannocks, and we're going to be doing separate workshops, where my workshops are facilitating flint knapping and going back to the Stone Age. And I'm just talking about the significance of the stone use, volcanic rock in our region of the Sunshine Coast. It's ancient history. The Aboriginal people living here, my ancestors, and the tools and stuff that they used, you know, we walk past them every day. And if we don't know about them, we'll never know about them. But, you know, if we have a voice that sort of sheds a bit of light on it, it can help the people that are new to the place understand it. And I suppose be the next persons to know about it, to care for it, and be the next custodians, the next generation, I suppose.
My name's Kerry Jones.
And what's happening in this group, Kerry?
This group here, we're teaching them about environment and how fire contributes to having a healthy environment.
And they're in groups and they're trying to start their fire. What are they using to do it?
Well, the drill stick's made out of, it's from the xanthoria tree. Grass tree.
Grass tree.
Grass tree, yeah.
That's the centre
stem stalk bit. Your bottom stick is made out of the cottonwood tree that usually grows down on the coast.
And that's got holes in it.
Yeah, we make them holes in it to so the amber falls through onto the picabene bark. So that's where that amber will fall into that, and it's nice and dry, and we can, you know, spot our fires around. Not so much drip torching, but a mosaic burn, like a cultural burn thing. So
this is how you would make them for a cultural burn. Are there different ways of starting a fire?
There's, over the world, I was just talking to one of the teachers here. She does the bow one with the rope in it,
yep.
And there's also the flint. But yeah, this is the one that Gubbi Gubbi, or most Indigenous people in Australia, do it this way, yes. But, you know, it's all about educating children about the environment and how fire can, help the environment and the animals too. So, you know, this land has managed for thousands and thousands of years through fire. So, you know, it's very important that not just children but older people that have been farming the land for hundreds of years, and they can look at a different way of, a method of, you know, cleaning their land and bringing stuff back through cool burn and mosaic burning. people, farmers want to learn a different method instead of really hot, intense fires, you know. So just causes, and it, you know, it's for the safety of people too. If we regularly burn, we're not going to have massive bushfires. So it's important.
The Kids in Action Day has been exciting for Burnside State School students, Graythan Weaver and Grace Lister.
Well, first we did some Aboriginal dances, and second we learnt about flint napping, which is when Uncle Linton did some presentation on how he flints some rocks into things like axes. And lastly, we did an ochre thing where we put a handprint of ochre on a rock.
And what about you?
I learnt that the Aboriginal dances like have a meaning and like have a story to them. I thought it was really cool because like you learn so much about the Indigenous culture and stuff like that.
Burnside State School student Grace Lister ending that report from ABC's Megan Kinnaman. And the students now get to take cultural knowledge that they learned at the Kids in Action Day to work on a project that they're then going to present at the Kids in Action Conference come September. So we'll look forward to that one.